Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to episode 2 of A Young Lion's Journey here over on the YLP podcast and all that good stuff. Hope you guys have been having a fantastic week so far. This is the show where we actually talk about mental health and trying to break the stigma that is discussing mental health to others and all that good stuff in between. I am Zachary Razika, aka Mr. YLP. Y'all know me. And I just actually finished my session with my therapist this week, and today we actually discussed communication and different types of communication. And I learned that there are 3 different types of communication that are passive aggressive and assertive. Now, assertive is the most important type of communication. And that is what, from what I've been told by my therapist, is the type of communication we all need to strive to get towards. And that there are, you know, with passive and aggressive communication, I learned how much of a passive communicator I actually was, especially when I was younger, in my 20s. I was very, very soft-spoken, very, very quiet, didn't say much, didn't really put myself out there and let my opinion be known to people. So at times I would actually get a bit angry, and, you know, that I didn't speak up about anything or didn't put my, you know, 2 cents in on the conversation as much. Or, you know, if I was, you know, getting, you know, we were just throwing shade to each other, like friendly shade, you know, I wasn't really throwing many zingers back at people, because I didn't want to, you know, offend nobody or, you know, say something that might mess with people's mental or whatever. You know what I mean? That's passive, which is from a bit of me for the most part. And I'm sure some of y'all can relate to that. Aggressive, it's more so on the lines of, you know, very brash, very loud, you know, not really giving a damn about what anyone else thinks. It's my way or the highway type of conversation. And I'm sure there's some of you out there as well who are a bit aggressive in their communication towards other people. And then there's the assertive, with that being, you know, knowing what you want, but also ensuring that there is a compromise between the person you're communicating with and yourself, and ensuring that, you know, you're taking care of your needs first. And that's what, at least from what I was told this week, is that what we should all strive towards is being able to communicate assertively, but not in a way where it's, you know, not beneficial for both sides in the end, which is a very, very key component, especially if you're in a relationship like I am with Miss YLP. And while we were talking, you know, I had thought about times where, you know, I wasn't, you know, able to communicate what I needed, and being able to let it be known exactly what I needed because of how passive I actually have been in my life. And so it was one of those things. It's one of those situations where, you know, you may be in a relationship or you're talking to a good friend or whatever, and say they need to, like, you know, and we talked about like certain scenarios of how I would act passively, aggressively, and assertively. And one particular one, I'm sure a lot of people have been in this certain scenario where you and, you know, your significant other are out on a date, you're at a restaurant or wherever, and you get sent the wrong, and, you know, you're sent the wrong food. If you're being passive, you'll just accept the food that you were given and you'll eat it, and you'll not, you know, bring up a word about it whatsoever. If you're being aggressive about it, you know, you're going to be loud, you're going to be brash, you're going to, you know, humiliate them in some way, shape, or form, berate them to make the other person feel like dog shit. And, you know, it doesn't really help the cause either way, if you honestly think about it. But if you're being assertive in what you need and letting the, you know, server know, hey, this isn't what I ordered, you know, is it possible I, you know, this isn't what I ordered, you know, could I get the actual thing that I ordered? But not saying it in a way that's going to, you know, embarrass the server, who's just trying to do their job and, you know, to make sure everything is good for the meal. So communication, especially in relationships, is very key. And being able to let it be known what you need, but not doing it in a way that's not beneficial to the other person is a very key thing as well. Because the last thing you want is to get your needs met, but not have that other person's needs met either. And that could really, you know, mess with your mental a little bit if you're getting your needs met, but the other person's needs aren't being met either. And that's, you know, something that I believe we can all strive to work on. And, you know, if you're being, you know, passive, you know, and understanding that you're being passive about certain things, it's that, you know, if you're not, you know, speaking up on what you need, you down the line are going to feel some type of way about it. You're going to feel angry. You're going to feel upset. You're going to get depressed a little bit. And because you're, you know, you're kind of telling yourself, why didn't I say anything? Why didn't I put my two cents in? And one thing that I noticed about myself is that when you're passive, you're a lot more agreeable. You know, you agree to things, even though in the moment, you know, damn well that it's not going to serve you in the way that you need to be, you know, taken care of. And so, I'm sure, you know of someone who's a bit passive and very agreeable, a little bit quiet, some like a bit soft-spoken, not able, you know, to be able to get what you need out of the situation, but it's also beneficial to the other person as well. And, you know, that's one big scenario of being assertive in your communication. Is that, you know, like, or say like a boss, you know, your boss comes up to you and needs you to work later than you need to, but you do have plans already. Passive person would actually cancel the plans. And, you know, that might, you know, upset the other person that, you know, they had plans with in the process. Aggressively, you know, and I've been the aggressive type, you know, where I've been, hell no, I'm not gonna, you know, fucking do that. You know, I got plans and whatnot. I can't do that for you. But when you're being assertive, you're letting your boss know, hey, I won't be able to take care of that. I can stay like a little bit. I got a little bit of time before I need to get to where I need to be for my plans. I can stay a little bit later, but you know, if you need me to come earlier in the, you know, the next day, I can take care of that for you and still be able to help you out in the process. You're not only communicating that, you know, I can't really necessarily stay a lot later than you are asking me to, but also at the same time, if you, you know, coming in earlier to help your boss also helps the cause too, because you're still benefiting by being able to let it be known that I can't stay, you know, much later than you need me to, but also relaying that, you know, I can come in the morning earlier, excuse me, and, you know, helping out. It's still a benefit for you and your boss. So the main thing is that when you're communicating with people, especially your significant other, you know, and what I'm going to be, you know, what my homework is this week, actually, is to start being more assertive in my conversation and letting it be known what I need, but also keeping in mind, you know, ensuring that it benefits both sides. And I think that's something we can all work on. I think it's definitely something we can all strive for, is to let it be known what you need and let it be known what it is that you need and what you want. You know, because at the end of the day, if you're not able to express, you know, what you do need and what you do want in a day-to-day life, you know, you won't get your needs met. You're not going to feel good about, you know, certain things, and you're not going to be able to, you know, simply express how you feel about things. And that's just going to hurt you in the long run, if we're being brutally honest with ourselves and each other, which is what this podcast is intended to do, is being honest with yourself and really understanding that, you know, we all have needs that need to be met. And if they're not being met, they need to be expressed. And that's not to say, you know, doing it in a way that's going to hurt the other person or humiliate them, embarrass them, make them feel some type of way about it. No. It's basically expressing that, you know, say you wake up in the morning, you got a lot in your mind, you know, you know, instead of keeping it to yourself and keeping it internal, which is a very, very bad idea, because that will just create a more of a festering of your whole situation, especially your mental. And every single time, you know, someone comes up to you and asks you some questions, you're going to feel irritated about certain things. And that doesn't help the cause either, especially if you're at your job. But if you're, you know, if you're going about it in an aggressive manner, it's just, you know, that's not the way to go about it either. But if you're letting it be known in an assertive manner, where it's just like, I just need some space real quick, but, you know, just, you know, I just need to, you know, be in my own little bubble for a little bit to kind of get myself together. And you're saying it in a very understanding way, you know, the outcome of that is just going to be, they're going to allow you to, you know, have that space and time to be able to process what you need to process, get it all together, and then, you know, come back to that person in a more proper manner. And, you know, it's healthy. There's nothing wrong with, you know, going after what you need and what you want in this life, because you only get one, as far as I know, unless you a cat, you get nine of them motherfuckers. And then, you know, that's a whole different story for another day. But what I learned is that if you aren't meeting your own needs, in the long run, it's really going to hurt you, and that it's really going to be you're basically doing a disservice to yourself if you're not able to be a bit more assertive in what you need and what you want. And especially in situations and relationships where maybe one person is, you know, going out every weekend and you're not cool with that, but you're not saying anything, you're just being a bit passive about it. You know, if your man is going out, you know, with his boys every single weekend and you're home alone, or vice versa, you know, it's going to cause some type of resentment within yourself, because you're not allowing yourself to be assertive and letting it be known that, hey, I'm not really feeling you going out every weekend. And at that point, they'll respond in the manner they will, in which case, you know, you just have to let it be known, you know, where you stand. But there's nothing wrong with being assertive. I know in society, being assertive to some may not be a good thing. To some, being assertive is a huge no-no. But assertiveness is key, from what I learned in my session this week. And being able to, you know, go after what you need, go after what you want, and knowing what you need and what you want. Self-care is important. You know, my therapist was talking, had asked me, you know, how's my diet, you know, how's my exercise, how's my sleep, and being able to take care of yourself in those manners. And I'm trying to eat better, I'm trying to exercise more. I've been doing a lot of yard work the past few days, because, you know, we're, you know, Miss YLP and I are taking care of the yard, and we're doing a lot, and we have a lot of things that we want to do to make the yard look better, you know, than what it once was. And we've been doing a lot of yard work, and it's actually been, you know, kind of rewarding in a sense, because, you know, we have a plan, we're sticking to it, and we're doing things, and we're just doing things before, because with Colorado weather, it's a bit different out here. It's, you know, it could snow tomorrow, you know, it's that kind of weather out here. So it's just making sure, you know, we're really sticking to our guns and taking care of that. But it's also fulfilling as well, because, we're doing all this stuff from Home Depot, we're making plans, you know, we're planning things out, we know exactly what we need to do for the yard, and making it look as best as possible, not just for the neighborhood, so the neighborhoods can be like, oh, that's nice, and, you know, all that stuff. But we're doing it because, you know, it's fulfilling for us, and it's fulfilling for, you know, what we want the house to become in the future. And that's being assertive. It's assertive communication. It's beneficial. When it's beneficial to both sides, both sides win. And that's a really big thing, especially in a relationship. Being able to have the kind of communication that can benefit both sides. And that's honestly what assertive communication truly is all about. And it's meeting your needs while also making sure you're meeting the needs of the other person, but also being able to, as being assertive, is listening and actually, you know, because you never know, somebody, you know, your significant other or your, you know, your work coworker or whoever, could give you an outside opinion or an outside outlook that maybe you overlooked or you didn't notice, or you maybe it didn't come to your mind. And that's a good thing. It's okay. You know, that's, you know, sort of communication, and, you know, being able to express what you need, but also being able to listen to other people's input. And because you never know, you may have overlook something or not have seen something from a particular angle. And that's a very, very big key into, you know, being assertive, is not just, saying what you need, but also allowing the other person to communicate what they need as well. That's a big factor. Communication is key in all aspects of life, whether it be, you know, with your friends, your significant other, your parents, your family members, all that stuff. And so what I hope to do this week, and what I plan on doing this week, is being more assertive in my communication with Miss YLP. And I think it'll be a definite benefit in the long run. And I actually urge you, especially to the fellas out there, at times we tend to, you know, be a little bit passive in our conversation. We listen, but we don't speak much. Or, you know, we're a bit too aggressive in our conversation. You know, it's not allowing the other person to actually speak or let their opinion be known, because you don't want to hear that shit. And that's not good either, to be a passive man or an aggressive man, you know, especially an aggressive man, especially as myself being biracial, black and Czech, black on my mom's side and white on my dad's side, because then the whole stereotypical black man situation comes out. But it's, you know, but that's the key, is being able to be properly assertive in your communication towards people, making sure it benefits not only the person you're talking to, but especially yourself. That's the key. Meeting your needs, meeting your own needs first. And what my therapist told me is that if you're not meeting your own needs, then how are you able to be able to meet others' needs? You know, if you're meeting everybody else's needs but not your own, you're gonna be angry at yourself. You're gonna be resentful of yourself, which is at times what I am, and that's okay. Well, it's not be okay. It's not okay to be resentful of yourself. Don't do that. Don't resent yourself. It's only gonna make shit worse. But what I'm trying to relay to y'all is this week is to be assertive in what you need, to go out for what you need in your life, making sure you're meeting your needs first before everyone else's. Especially, you know, and I've said this a few times off of the podcast deal, is that, you know, you gotta take, if you're not taking care of home first, but you're taking care of the rest of the world, there's gonna be problems in your own home. Feel me? If you're not taking care of yourself, how can you be able to take care of others? You come first. And Miss YLP has told me that too. And, you know, I'm going to be saying this on air, I do humbly apologize to Miss YLP for not being more assertive in my conversation and being passive, and, you know, not being able to allow myself to speak on what I need and what I want. And that's on me. But this week is, I have the opportunity, and that's my homework. And if you want it to be your homework too, by all means, rock with me on this journey, y'all. If you're having a conversation with someone, you know, be more assertive, be a little bit more assertive, not to the point where it becomes aggressive, but be a little bit more assertive about what you need. Put in some input. You may be able to put something out there that maybe someone didn't notice. Maybe you're at your job and you're not as, you're pretty soft-spoken, you're a bit passive, and you're a little bit more agreeable. But if you notice something that maybe be beneficial to all sides, let it be known. What's the harm? What's the harm of, you know, ensuring that your needs are being met and making sure you're taking care of your needs and taking care of yourself? Because that's the big thing in the long run, is taking care of yourself. Because I'm about to be 35 in 3 months, you know, and I want to be in a situation where I am assertive in life and going after what I want and what I need. And honestly, if you think about it, it's healthier in the long run for yourself and everyone else around you, because then you're setting yourself up for a more successful life. And I speak to this more so for the fellas, because I am a fella. Fellas, there's nothing wrong with being assertive, but there's a way about going about it. You don't have to be so aggressive. Let's not be aggressive in expressing what we need. Let's be assertive in what we need, but also making sure it's beneficial for all sides that are involved. That's going to be it for me today on A Young Lion's Journey, episode 2. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or opinions, do not hesitate to hit your boy up with a message over on anchor.fm/younglionsperspective. And you can be able to email at younglionsperspective@gmail.com. All right. And as far as before I head out for the week, as far as, you know, the YLP podcast is concerned, be patient. It'll be back. I promise you it'll be back. And it's going to be a semi-septennial spectacular to remember. I give you my word on that. That's it for me on A Young Lion's Journey. Y'all have a good week. I love y'all. Talk to y'all very soon. See ya.